Oh, you the voice?
Nah, not me.
So if you're not the voice, who is?
The people, man. The people's the voice.
So what does that make you?
That makes me the middleman. I'm the middleman. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Middleman Podcast. I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez, and today I am joined by Stephen Cromie.
What's going on, guys? Stephen Cromie, Chrome Aesthetic PT on Instagram. It's good to be here. I'm actually honored to be on the podcast. Kevin, it is great to finally meet you. Pleasure working out with you yesterday, by the way. I actually thought it was very interesting just kind of collaborating with you and figuring out who you were before the podcast. And I actually left here last night reminiscing almost of this area and the potential that could be for your podcast, as well as the history that I've had with this town, being that it's from my father's family origin and my father was born and raised in this area. So it was awesome. I was happy to meet you and excited.
Yeah, we had a fantastic workout, but we'll definitely tap into that later. Scranton is a lovely area. It's a revolution area right now. It's like a lot of up-and-coming people. A lot of art is being exposed out here. It's like, I don't want to necessarily say it's woke, but there are some pretty interesting people out here, and I enjoy this area.
I haven't been out here enough yet to see that, but you know, I definitely walk around and can already tell the difference in Scranton already. I mean, the area itself seems to be kind of coming up a little bit, seems a bit more lively, and you out here being kind of like centrally located for Scranton and all the people you're getting up, I just feel like it's going to help expand the city more and bring more to it. So shout out to you and your podcast right now for that.
Those are the hopes and dreams, is to make this podcast well known in this area. A lot of people from the Pocono, such as yourself from Shawsburg, know this podcast, you know, but I'm trying to dive more into the Scranton area. Although I love everyone from the Poconos, you are my people. You know, I just want to continue to expand and grow and so on and so forth, you know. So let's just jump right into it. You know, I have a few things that I analyze of you from the workout and from just a conversation that we had before we even had the podcast. So I'm just going to read verbatim here. I got, welcome, Stephen Cromie, fitness trainer, a man of God, a man who has gone through the trials and tribulations of life. You are successfully reevaluating and reinventing yourself, in my opinion. How do you feel about that?
I'm actually honored that you said that. And I'm actually, you know, I'm actually kind of a little lost for words. I'm not trying to already get emotional on camera, which is, you know, whatever. But anyway, that actually touched me. Thank you so much. I just want to shake your hand for that. Like the reinventing part, evaluating, that is something that I am constantly trying to do. And throughout my life, all the stuff I've gone through, my trials and tribulations with the Lord, as well as the things that I've done in my own will and not His will, really kind of led me in different directions. So I've always, at this point, tried to figure out how could I be better, and I've not been great at it. I mean, I'm human, so I'm still learning every day how to be better, but coming to God, it's really been more of a foundation of trying to follow Him and figure out how can I be better in that image, because in a sense, He was always with me, and He's the reason why I'm here today. Mm-hmm. And I'm being completely honest with that.
I love it, man. I love it. There's so much to talk about, man. First and foremost, you reached out to me from social media, and when you reached out to me on social media, your pitch was immaculate. I mean, there was so much that you were talking about, and I was like, this man is definitely going to be a great podcast. So I'm excited you're here. You know, you watch an episode, you watch Canaberto, Canapoppy episode, and that's how you
Alberto. Shout out to Alberto. That's, you know, dude. Shout out to you. It's been a while, but man, I'm glad to see that you're up and coming. And good on your social media. You got a great following.
Yes, yes, he does. So first off, you know, I just think we should start off with where it all began, fitness. You know, I feel like it began with fitness, right? Would you, I know some people who went to high school with you and they're like, yo, Cromie's been fit since high school. Is that true?
So I wouldn't, fitness in a sense is where I started. So fitness is what saved me in the beginning. And what I mean by that is, throughout high school, I was always running cross country, and I didn't really get into fitness per se until I would say maybe my sophomore or junior year. I would say more my junior year. I really started to find the gym. For some reason, it was the winter, and from seventh grade, I was running cross country. I was in Stroudsburg High School. Middle school, I was doing cross country for them, and that's where I actually met a lot of people, such as Alberto. And several other people from the team, which was actually a very significant point in my life, because that's where I found fellowship, and that's actually where I found friendship, and I felt like I found a family. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, in a sense, would actually advocate, I would believe and hope, that that was my family in school. Like, there is somebody who I actually thought about before I came here. I want to give him a huge shout out, who is Jake Soroka, who became a West Point graduate and is traveling, is doing amazing from last time I knew. And he was somebody who actually was like a big brother to me. And his group of friends were like the big brothers that I never had, in a sense. And I had my own brothers, but in school, I always kind of felt awkward. And a lot of people, I didn't know I had a lot of friends. Like, it was weird. So I always felt like isolated and secluded and to myself, but I was a popular kid.
Okay.
It was weird how to say that. So fitness is what made me kind of realize that, because then I started finding common ground with people. And the next thing you know, I started kind of leading my own way. Like, I started doing things myself and people started noticing that. People started noticing the change. And that's what ultimately saved me, because before that, I actually had several situations in my high school and school career that many people may not know. And I'm actually fine with saying this, because this is how I know that God is real, is I actually tried to commit suicide when I was 12, which is something I'm
sorry to hear that.
No, it's perfectly fine. It's something that I actually have always carried with me, and now my people know. And at that time, that's when the Lord actually met me first. And he met me then through fitness next, because he came down and said, there's something to more of the life than this. And then I started getting into other things that a lot of people knew about. I was always, you know, not in like the top tier classes, but I was always like talking to a lot of people. I talked to a lot of people, but I always did a lot of stupid things. A lot of people know a lot of stupid things that I did. And for me, cross country was the first thing that led me into fitness, because I found running. Running was the thing that was pulling me away from all the stupid acts I was doing. It was pulling me to people that I liked. It pulled me to fellowship, different people that all had the same common goal, which was finishing that race. And to me, that race was more than just running and trying to get a medal and going to school. That race for me was my outlet. Fitness became my outlet through that. I was running away from my problems in a sense, but it was in a healthy manner versus what I was doing before. And throughout high school and throughout middle school and stuff, I was dealing with other things. There was another teacher my senior year who I actually went to and confided that I was doing self-harm and that I wasn't okay. She actually was a teacher who I was able to confide to during a tough time, and she helped me get help. And from there, it kind of like led me into more of this awareness for mental health. And this is why I'm not ashamed to admit it, because anybody, guy, girl, anybody, you guys need to honestly, I'm going to look at the camera right now. You guys need to honestly be okay with opening up. It's okay if you're not okay. There's the 988 number. There's your friends and family. There's people who care about you. And this platform is why I'm here today, because there's a reason why I went through what I went through. And I want you guys to know it is okay to not be okay. Please talk to somebody. There are thousands of people out there who care about you, and we don't want you to be gone. I don't want you to be gone, whether you believe it or not. And if you're somebody who I've burned bridges with, if you're somebody who is struggling and we don't talk, I want you to understand that I'm sorry for whatever I did in the past, but you are worthy of being here. Everybody is worthy of being here. So please, if you are not okay, please reach out. Fitness became my outlet. That was what led me to find peace within the chaos. And then when I found fitness, specifically the gym, that's when I actually found my temple. That's when I actually felt like I found my home. Because next thing you knew, I was running cross country. And I don't know, a lot of people say, yeah, I was fit. And the next thing you know, I became within 110 pounds to like 155, I think. I was like 155 by like my senior year. Mm-hmm. I put on a decent amount of weight. I didn't think I looked good. I thought I looked like weird. Like, I didn't know I put on size like that, but a lot of people said so.
Was it muscle weight or was it just weight?
It was the newbie gains. So what it was, is it the newbie gains? And it's when you typically, when you don't first work out, you typically get what's called the newbie gains. And it's when your body goes through a quick adaptation and you're trying to adapt to your new environment, your new stressors. Your body is basically trying to accept the weight that it's going through. And you're putting on muscle because of the fact that now you're adding resistance. And the only way to grow muscle is to add resistance. The only way to grow in life is to add resistance. That's actually what the whole funny concept of the gym is, and why it's so hard for some people to start and finish. Because it's not just the gym. Because when you start in the gym, you're also starting in your life. And that's what the gym brought to me. That's what fitness brought to me.
I like that, man. You actually just answered my next question, because I was going to be like, what did fitness do for you back then and what did it do for you now? You know, you just mentioned that back then it helped you find friends and family, you know, and that's the beauty of sports. You end up finding friends who, you know, the guy who was a center to my left is my best, one of my best friends. You know, we talk all the time. The guy on my right, Chris Woods, we talk all the time. You know, it's just like, that's what we do. And it's sports is definitely a good outlet and trying to find people. And I'm happy that's what it did for you, you know. And then now the gym is your temple. It's your home. And, you know, you definitely go in there and feel confident within yourself now. But back then it probably wasn't like that because you were new to it.
Dude, when I look back, my story with the gym too is what's crazy, because again, the gym was such a pivotal point. When I was, I would say junior years, when I kind of was like, you know what, Mom, I want to go to the gym. I want to do something for the winter. I never did anything for the winter. I never wanted to do anything for the winter. I one day was like, you know what, let's go to the gym. I got tired of being 110 pounds. I got tired of being skinny. I wanted to try something new. For some reason, I wanted to go to the gym. It was never anything I wanted to do. I was playing video games. I was doing other stupid things. And then one day I was like, I want to go to the gym. And then next thing you know, it was over. That's the thing that got the God, the Lord Savior gave me. I cannot say that any other way.
Do you mind me asking if there has ever been a time where you lost your passion for the gym? And if so, how did you regain that mindset to get back in the gym? Have you ever had that happen to you?
So I've had it in several ways, and I'm currently in that season still now. So the gym became such a huge outlet for me. It ended up becoming my career, and then I became a personal trainer, which is something that I do right now as my full-time, well, part-time career right now, but is going to be my full-time career in the future. And yeah, I mean, there were several points where I would get stuck and I didn't want to do it, or I got tired of it. I mean, I remember being a little kid going in at first and it was like, oh man, I feel awkward, and I left. You know how many times I went in first and I left, went in, left, went in, left, like eventually do one set, left, do one set, left, do one set, left. And it built. Eventually it became my career. And then long story short, I ended up doing a bodybuilding show. And that's when it really kind of tanked, because my goal for the longest time was to do a bodybuilding show. And I finally did that bodybuilding show and I got what was called post-show depression. And that's an actual thing that a lot of people have. And it's something that we highly advocate in the field. Because you basically lose your identity. Like bodybuilding in itself, the gym was the start, but bodybuilding became my new identity. It was no longer, back in high school, I was a pothead Cromie. It was no longer cross-country Cromie. It was Cromie's the gym. Cromie is like, he's all about fitness and he's all about health. He's all about bodybuilding. Mm-hmm. Like that became me. And that's what it's always been still since.
I like that, man. I like that. So yeah, that's pretty, pretty cool how you were just saying that you went in and walked out, because a lot of people do suffer from gym anxiety.
Yeah, you know? Well, it's anxiety in general. And when it comes to it, I look at it as you have to like embrace the anxiety. Like the way I look at it is that you're going, my cross country coach actually said it best, Griswold. He said, when you're nervous, anxious, you have anxiety, it's your body getting ready to do something great. And then in turn, over the years, I learned that that was actually something that became more of you're getting ready to do something that's going to change your life. Because at first it was going to be, you're going to do something great. And then as I got older, that still stuck with me. And it became, well, now you're going to do something that's going to change your life. Because the more anxious you are about something, like I'm anxious as hell right now. I'm not going to lie.
You're doing great.
My anxiety is up there, which is why I know I'm definitely getting off topic a little bit, which I apologize. But I'm anxious because I'm excited. I am here. I am ready to talk to you guys about all this stuff that basically nobody really knew. And there's just so much that nobody really knows, because everybody only sees what we portray to everyone. We have so many different faces, and it's like, when it comes down to it, we have to take these faces off and just be who we are.
I agree entirely. I mean, anxiety, that's a good way to look at anxiety, to think of it as you're about to do something great, is because you're becoming overwhelmed with those emotions, because you're probably chartering a new territory that you've never been a part of before and you don't know what to expect. But hopefully what you come out with it is something great. So yeah, I've had a couple podcasts where I've been anxious. I'm sweating bullets right now. It's because I'm anxious. I feel it, although it's my home, although it's my show, you know, I got this pressure on me, but nonetheless, I always feel great after the podcast, you know? So that's a good way to look at anxiety. So yeah, that brings us to where you are now, fitness training. You and I had a fantastic workout yesterday, back in Buys, feeling good. My back is a little sore. You showed me some great workouts, and in the end, I think we learned from each other. You know, we definitely learned from each other.
Definitely.
So I appreciate that workout that we had yesterday. And throughout that workout, you mentioned to me that you were planning on displaying like workouts for other people to use, you know, to observe, you know, created by you.
Yes. So I've done on my fitness a lot of different things, trying to provide a different content for a lot of different people. It's hard for me to do that on my own. But what I've been doing is actually developing plans, and in turn, I'm actually trying to develop an ebook, which I'm hoping to try to publish at some point. Because of the fact that I've given so many, excuse me, I just burped a little bit. I've given so many like plans and advice for free and all that stuff, and I'm fine with doing that. Believe me, I love giving it away for free. I always give people away for free. The funny thing is how much are you going to like stick to it? Because I'll give it to you for free, but you're not going to stick to it. That's just reality. That's what people do. You actually have to have somebody on you, and you have to actually almost pay for somebody, because then you know, okay, this is my money that's being wasted because I'm not putting in the effort. Or in turn, you're not putting in the effort. As a trainer, I've definitely slacked on that because I get complacent. I get lazy. We all do. And there's been moments where I've slacked on my programming with people because I'm not perfect either, which is why I've learned, okay, I want to develop something that I can just give to people, which is why I'm trying to develop this ebook. And it turned in from being like a 10-page program, just I just give to people here and there, to a Google Doc that all of a sudden it became like 15, 16 pages, and I'm still adding to it. So at some point, I'm going to stop it. I'm going to break it up. But there is something under development that I want to give away to everybody. And it is going to be a giveaway when I develop it and drop it, because I want people to have it away for free. I don't want people to have to really pay for it right away. So there's going to be a large amount of people getting away for free.
May I make a suggestion as far as how you could probably roll some stuff out on your social media?
100%. See, the only thing is I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm not perfect in any of this stuff. I am very, very raw, and I would love advice on social media.
So the only thing that I would suggest to you, because I see a lot of other people do it, and I think it could work well for you, is if you were to demonstrate a workout, like let's say you create a reel. You know how Instagram allows you to do two posts within one post? It allows you to create 10 multiple posts. Okay. Like you could put 10 different reels and photos in one single
post.
Yes.
Okay. Now I know what you're saying. Yes.
So you could start off with just a reel of you demonstrating the workout. Okay. And then a photo after that, the second photo would be maybe the muscle group that it would be working, you know, to just show people what's going on, you know?
So I've dabbled with that a little bit. It's something I would love to stick to and I want to do. It's hard. So it's just me. Like my company itself, it's always just been me. I've tried to recruit people. I've tried to offer people positions in some way. Like I know I want to do more with it. It's just I need to find a team, and I need to also find the finances. So right now I'm also trying to work on my financials, because in all honesty, I'm not great with it. And I know a lot of us aren't. So it's nothing to be ashamed of. I am terrible with money, so I'm learning money management. But I do play with these ideas, and I'm always willing to work with people and try my best to help provide people stuff in return for help back. So
I think that that'll be a great way, just so people can see it. And not to mention, since you have 10 that you could post, like 10 photos, 10 reels, you could demonstrate a whole workout. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you're doing back today? Well, maybe try these 5 exercises. This is the exercise. This is what it works. This is the exercise. This is what it works. You know, just so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So then people can look at it and be like, oh, wow, this is a great back exercise. This is what I needed today. And then they went to your page. Now they're following you, so on and so forth. You grow your following. Eventually you release the ebook. All of that you already did is in the ebook, you know?
And more.
You don't give them everything. You just give them a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You give them a little bit. But so where can people find you at? What gym do you mostly work with?
So as a trainer myself, so this is the other thing, I'm trying to pick this up again. I am trying to get more heavy involved in training again, so I am looking to get clientele. I am trying to take people on. As of right now, I'm with for anybody. If you guys want me to come to your gym, I'm willing to come to your gym. If you guys want to come to my gym, you can come to my gym. The gym I train out of specifically is the Body Shop Gym in Broadheadsville, PA. That is owned by this lady named Clary. She is a sweetheart. She is the only person really there, only staff member that's there. There are other trainers, but we all basically chip in. And what I like about that gym is when I actually, so another thing is I went to rehab. Long story short, when I came out of rehab, I actually came to this gym and it was isolated. Like there was nobody there. Nobody really knew about it. Like it's a popular gym in my area, but it wasn't like a retro fitness or anything else. It didn't have a huge commercial aspect. It was very like low key. And that's what I fell in love with, because then, you know, I learned to kind of harness my training again and figure out where am I slacking myself, so that way I can try to provide to be better. And I'm still learning that right now. Mm. But right now I'm in the Body Shop gym trying to work with people and also support that gym, because they definitely would love to have people coming in, clients coming in, whether they're kids in athletic programs, they are elderly people trying to stay in shape, You're an average gym goer, this gym is definitely a good place. I recommend it heavily just because of the fact it has Nautilus equipment, it has hammer strength equipment, it has cables, it has cardio, it has everything you really need. It just doesn't have all that fancy stuff that those commercial gyms have. It's like saunas and other stuff.
Yeah, I gotcha. I gotcha. So it's Body Shop Gym?
Body Shop Gym in Broadheadsville, PA. You can find them on Instagram, Facebook, Google. They're out there. They've been out there for a while. And then, you know, just shoot them a message. They're always looking to get members, always looking to talk to people, work with people. They try to get heavily involved in the community. So we're always looking to heavily help people out. So don't hesitate, please.
That's great. You know, that's the type of environment that you need in a gym, one that's not intimidating. You know, some gyms you walk in and it's intimidating.
If you want a gym that's not intimidating, come to the Body Shop because we all are very friendly. It's low key. Like, we don't really do anything. We stay to ourselves and nobody really bothers you. So
that's great. That's excellent. I know you mentioned just a moment ago that you were willing to go mobile. What type of areas do you cover if someone were to want to work with you?
So it's complex. Now, it's based on basically my rate and how much I'm willing to travel for you. I'm not shy to travel far. That's the thing. Whether you're in New York, you're in New Jersey, you're in Philly, you're in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, wherever it is, I'm willing to travel. It's just, let's see what we can work out. Let's see what we can do. I'm willing to work in gyms, but the hard thing is that obviously I have to be contracted with them. Now, I'm willing to always work at home sessions. I'm always willing to work at like Planet Fitnesses, things like that. It's just whatever you guys prefer, just contact me and we'll work it out in some way. Not saying that I'm looking to take away from those places. I just want to make sure that what I'm doing is ethical and reasonable within their guidelines as well as my guidelines.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I like that. So a little fun question here to break away from the conversation, break away from the podcast. What type of music do you listen to when you're in the gym? What type of genres, you know, maybe some of your top three songs that fire you up? What is Cromie listening to in the years while he's working out?
Dude, my music changes based on the season.
Okay.
That's a good way to put it. So basically, what I mean by that is it's basically my mood or my season or what's going on in my life. Music is a huge part of my life. Fun fact is I love musicals. I was in choir all my life, even though I sucked at it. I love choir. I love everything involving music. I am huge into music. I'm a geek about music. I don't know anything about music or like the sciences, but you just like, you know, I like songs. That's what I am. I'm just a song guy. But I'll listen to country. I'll listen to hip hop. Right now I have like Christian rap on. It's interesting because it's just basically no cursing and just praising God, but like in a harder tone. So
that's interesting.
It's neat. But my go-tos are typically like heavier stuff. It used to be heavier stuff. I used to listen to a lot of like Eminem and NF and things that were more like what's going on in your life. So me listening to gospel music and Christian music now is a huge turnaround, but I like it.
Yeah, as long as it fires you up, man.
Dude, I mean, it actually does. It's weird how it fired me. Because it's just like, this is no cursing. It's not talking about beating anybody or doing drugs or anything, but it's just like the tone of the music, the beat and the rhythm. That's what gets me going.
Power. It's about power.
Yep.
I like that. I like that. I listen to a lot of hip hop myself. JID is one of my favorite artists. I listen to him a lot. Dude, I get fired up in the gym. As soon as you left, I went on the bicycle yesterday after our workout, and I'm there. There's a guy next to me, and I have my headphones in, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing this, and like I see him just like looking at me, just like by the corner of his eye. I'm like, don't mind me, bro.
Shout out to the Body Shop because that's what I like about it. Is I go in there and there's really nobody there, so I literally will like dance and bang my head. The only weird thing is I wonder like who's watching me on the cameras.
true.
Like, who's watching me just bang out right now? Is the only person in the gym
going nuts? But yeah. That's what it is, man. You're in your element. Like for me in a gym, like I don't like to talk to people. That's just what it is. Like, I mean, it's because I'm focused. Okay, like I like to talk to people. It's what I do, right? But when there's a time and a place, and
exactly,
for me, the gym is not that time and a place to ask me, hey, what did you think about the Super Bowl? You know, so on and so forth. Just give me some type of question. I'd be like, oh man, I really don't want to talk. Are you done using that machine, sir?
yeah. That's, you know, it's funny because like I'm like that to a degree.
Yeah.
Now, I'll be honest. You can say I'm like a brown noser, which is something like I've gotten better at since I've came to Christ. But before I used to, you know, it's called tolerance. It's just being patient with people because in a way you can learn from a lot of different people, even if they are just like, oh, hey, like how was that game or whatever. You never know. You might spark a conversation and get an idea from someone. And that's what always happened whenever I talk to people. I mean, I got annoyed too. Believe me, I would get annoyed and be like, oh, man, why is this person talking to me today? But at the end of the day, I'm giving them advice. They're walking away learning something. And even though it took like 10 minutes of my time, it's giving back. We have to give back more. And that's what's going on in the world, is we're not giving it back enough.
I agree. Like I said, it's just a time and a place. Like if we're in a sauna and you want to talk, okay, I'll talk. But like I often tell people there too, because I'm in there, I'm just like breathing exercise is crazy. But as soon as I start talking to someone, you just mess up my breathing. And now I'm like, okay.
Well, the tough part is in the gym, we're also, it's like I said, a tempo. Like we're exerting everything. Like it's a safe place for a lot of us, whether we realize it or not. Typically, we're taking our day and we're going, oh man, you know what? I'm going to bang it out in this gym session. I'm just going to execute it the right way. And for me, that's what always happened. I always take the hardest stuff that was going on and I put it all into that weight. Like whether it was a girl leaving me or me being stupid at the time, like the big thing is I actually used to say is the one thing that will never leave you is the bar. When you go into that gym, it's right there. It'll never lie to you. It'll never cheat. It'll never steal. It'll never betray you. Like when you go into that gym, that bar is there and literally like there's no lie. You put on 135 pounds, either you're moving it or you're not. Mm-hmm. You can either lie to yourself or you can be true to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I mean? Yeah, it gets deeper. It gets way deeper than just fitness. Like there's such a deeper meaning to everything. You have to keep that perspective into things.
I like that, man. I like that. I never even thought about that, but that's a really good point there. Yeah. So as well as a fitness trainer, I was looking at your page and I realized that you're labeled as a nutrition specialist.
So, okay, I'm a nutrition specialist because I have a nutritional coaching certification, but my biggest passion is nutrition. Now, my thing is I typically tell people that when it comes to fitness, and it's weird because I'm starting to really evaluate my life and what the Lord wants me to do next, because the psychology of people is interesting and the psychology of nutrition with people is even more fascinating, because so many people think just going to the gym and doing a workout is what's going to make me better. But then I'm finding even in my own career now as a fitness trainer in this season, I'm just telling people write stuff down in a book and bring it to me, because people need accountability on what they're doing in their life outside of the gym. I don't care what you do in the gym. When you come in the gym and you see me as a trainer, you're seeing me for that hour to get a good workout, but you don't realize what you're actually paying me for is everything I'm doing outside of the gym. I'm taking care of your nutrition. I'm trying to take care of your mental health. I'm trying to take care of who you are as a person. Even though I may not see you, I may not check in that much, it's also your responsibility, because most trainers aren't going to track you down. We want you to be proactive. So honestly, again, if we apply by HIPAA law. If you're a real trainer, I'm going to say this right now. We apply by HIPAA law. You are not a coach. You are not a fitness influencer. This guy named Aldo Iron University just put a video out today right before I came on here and even said, if you're a personal trainer, you're a personal trainer. You are that person's trainer. You are to take care of that person individually, mental health, physical health, spiritual health, nutritional health. So I find that nutrition is the biggest thing that people have an issue with, because everybody eats right. It's just you're indulging too much.
Yep. I agree 100%. You and I, we were talking about nutrition yesterday. And you were like, yeah, what's your nutrition looking like? And I openly admit it. I'm like, dude, it's terrible. It's dog shit.
And I'm terrible too. Dude, I'm not going to lie. Anybody who really knows me right now, I eat McDonald's on the daily. I love fast food.
Not
I ain't going to lie.
Danks.
Not Mickey I love Dank. Mickey D's. Not Mickey Danks. Mickey D's, bro. Let me get that number 7 medium with a fry.
McChicken with cheese. Make that too.
That's my go-to. Meal 7. Mm-hmm. Meal 7.
I like that, man. That's funny as hell. Yeah, no, nutrition for me and fitness and working out, like I say it all the time, I work out to eat. Right now I'm losing a lot of weight. Woke up this morning, 203 pounds. 203 pounds.
You went for the bump. I went for the five.
203 pounds. Started the fitness journey, 218 pounds. You know, we're getting
Congratulations,
there.
Congratulations, dude. That's honestly an achievement. I tell anybody, whether you're losing a pound a week, half a pound a week, anything that you're losing, that's an achievement alone. So keep up your journey no matter what. And you specifically are making strides that are great. So keep that going.
I will 100%. It's headstrong. It's driven. It's within myself. It's like, damn, like I'm beat up, but let's go to the gym. Let's work out. Let's get after it. And after the fact, I feel great.
Exactly. I feel great. No matter what you do, like you go into the gym, you have a sucky day, you have a good day, like put it into the gym. You're going to get something out of it. Just don't be stupid and do like stupid weight and hurt yourself.
Agreed.
Like again, put your ego outside the gym. I'm doing lightweight and it's been great.
So how did you obtain the certification for nutrition?
So anybody who's looking to get a certification, I highly advise that you look into ISSA. ISSA is a very predominant one. They're actually bigger right now. More for the fitness trainers and personal trainers. Now, there's a difference, actually, because most people who get into coaching or personal training will go like NASM or ACSM and stuff like that. And those are very good to start with, but they're more going to critique you to be more of like a in the medical field. And that's something I actually am passionate about. But if you're looking to be a personal trainer, I highly recommend ISSA. They're online. I'm going to be honest, they're open books, so, but they are accredited and they are a legit company. They focus more on trying to be a personal trainer and working in the commercial gym setting, while NASM and ACSM looks more at the physical therapy and exercise physiology aspect, which is something I'm very big into too. Like I'm into all this stuff when it comes to fitness.
I like it, man. Thanks for dropping that diamond knowledge.
Yeah, definitely.
I also saw in your bio, Swole House Meals.
Swole House Meals. No, you're okay. Swole House Meals, they're actually one of my affiliates. So shout out to Joey and Robbie and everybody over there. They're located actually in Long Island, New York. They're a company that does meal prepping. So if you're somebody who, again, you're having a hard time with nutrition, you're finding it hard to make your meals, or you're too busy. Like, let's say you're too busy, you need something that's quick, you want something that's already made but healthy. Instead of getting like those like microwave meals and stuff like that, you can get a meal prep company. There's several ones closer, but mine is Swole House Meals in Long Island, New York. And they're a great company. It's the owner, Joey, I met him and he was a phenomenal guy. He gave me a bunch of clothing. He was a great guy and he gave me a good background on him. He actually, I believe, left from being a lawyer in that field and became a chef and wanted to actually do more like food stuff because of the fact that he actually had a passion for that. And that's funny because in a sense, his calling was to be in Swole House and to do Swole House, but his original thing was being in some other field. And that's the funny thing is we think that we're going to be in one thing, but then we go to another. So shout out to Joey for striving and becoming this great company he's become. He's heavily involved in boxing out in Long Island. I love Long Island. I love everybody out there. I also want to shout out First Line Protection. They're a security company out there. They're basically like a second family to me, and I haven't really been over there that much, but I love Lisa and John so much for just the compassion and loyalty that they have. And everybody out there seems to be just very loyal people. So shout out to everybody in Long Island in a sense too, who I've met. You guys are amazing and you guys are staples in my life. So I appreciate all of you. And I appreciate Swole House Meals specifically because of the fact that they take care of everybody's nutrition for you. So if you're having issues with that and you need help, definitely reach out to them or reach out to me and I'll drive you right over there.
Swole House Meals, man. Shout out to you, Joey here. How'd you meet Joey? How'd you even get entangled in such a thing?
So what happened was is I actually, my bodybuilding show is what led me to a lot of this stuff. So when I was heavily involved in fitness, I wanted to get into bodybuilding. And long story short with that is I went through a lot of different trials, tribulations doing that. And it was something that I needed to finish. It was just something that for 5 years I held off. And I started getting involved in different supplement companies over that time. And I just liked getting involved in the industry. And I actually drove out to Swole House Meals. I met Joey firsthand. I got involved because I found them on Instagram. And I really just liked their whole message and how the company was. And then from there, I was like, I had to meet this guy. Like, for my thing is if I'm going to work with you, I want to meet you firsthand. Because at this point, you can jump on all these affiliations and all these programs, but you're never going to actually understand the company's message. You have to meet the people to understand them. And Joey, I met firsthand through Instagram by coming to Long Island through First Line Security. And it's just been a blessing since. He's been a great support system. The whole company's been great. I have to give him a huge shout out for that, honestly.
It's a great story, man. That's good. That's good on you that you want to meet the person who's running the head of the operation before you commit yourself to it to see whether or not it aligns with what your message is and what you want to do in life. So that's
why I had to meet you. I had to make sure you were right.
I understand that. I understand that. I thought it was great. You know, like we mentioned, we had to work out before yesterday. And that's something that I would love to do with most of my guests is find a way to break the ice before the podcast. I mean, we talk on the phone, we video chat, you know, so on and so forth. But, you know, there's nothing like being face to face. That's where the real action happens. So
I like the background stuff. That's why I made it specific. I needed to meet with you because for me, it was like, you know what? I don't even know how often you do this with people. I was just like, you know what? Let me just meet this guy ahead of time because I wanted to provide something to you for giving back to me. Like, you're doing this honestly for free and you're a blessing to this area and to everybody who you're working with, which is why I give you such a huge shout out because without you, none of this would be possible. And I want to just give you praise right now because of that.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. You know, and you and I mentioned yesterday, I never thought that I'd be a part of the community. You know, I never thought that this podcast would be a part of any community. I just thought I was making a podcast. Like, I just wanted to talk. You know, that was really it. And it's growing into fruition. It's doing so much more. And being a part of the community is like, damn, like, okay, you really are. Although that was never my goal to be a part of the community. Because, I mean, and the reason it wasn't a goal of mine was because I was never really thinking about it. But now with getting the feedback from other people, it's like, oh, wow, yeah, I am. I am really doing this. You know, I am doing something for the community. But I would like to do more with the community. And you are a part of so many. You're part of a charitable event. But I have that later down the line. We'll definitely talk about that later. And,
there's so many things I'm involved in. I try to get involved in so much just because the things that I've been aligned with, I'm finding the things that align with me and the people align with me. And that's what matters right now. And that's why I'm happy I'm here with you.
So back to nutrition. This is a great question. This is from Matos. When he said this question, I was like, damn, this is crazy. So how does a diet impact equilibrium in every aspect, spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally?
Wow, he's got Mikey with the questions. I like that. Repeat it. I need to hear that again. That was detailed. I got to break that one down. Okay. Hold up.
How does a diet impact equilibrium in every aspect, spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally?
All right, you're going to have to help me with this one, break it down for me. So what's the first part?
So let's just put it this way.
After the equal part, what's the next part? Like,
okay, in every aspect. How does a diet impact equilibrium in every aspect? Spiritually.
Spiritually.
Mentally.
Mentally.
Physically.
Physically.
Emotionally.
Emotionally. Yep. So spiritually. All right, so let's actually just go to the physical and mental first. So physically and mentally, obviously, your health is going to decline and your mental health is going to decline. But what actually you put in your body is also going to matter. So certain foods you put in is also going to affect your certain intestinal tract biome. So a lot of people don't understand, but what you eat is going to affect also chemically how you feel. So when you eat a bunch of McDonald's, for example, you're going to feel like crap. But if you eat a bunch of fruits and vegetables, you might have more energy. Because at the end of the day, we don't want processed foods. We don't want heavily calorie foods. We want nutritional foods. We want things that are micronutrient dense, but also align with our macronutrients, which are huge things. So if you're failing on your nutrition and you're failing on your physical part, including going to the gym, I mean, right away, your mental health is going to go down. I know for a fact, when I don't go to the gym consistently, my mental health goes down because of the fact that you're putting time into it and you're putting time into yourself to take away all those stressors. Like, it's a huge stressor on your body, but a positive one. We have negative stressors and positive. So when you put your body through that physical stressor, it's a positive stressor that is going to give you positive results. Chemically changing results. You're going to get endorphins. You're going to get increased hormone production. You're going to get increased bone density. All these increases physically that are then going to change your mental aspect, because now you're physically changing and mentally you're going to change because now you're getting stronger. You're going through trials and tribulations that you're forcing yourself to go through by going into the gym, by going through fitness. So now you're mentally getting strong. So if you're not focused on those things first, then those things are going to lack. Then next, you know, spiritually, I mean, that's on its own a huge thing. That's a topic we can go on hours for itself, because spiritually, if you're not right, you're going to be lost in some sense. So that's something that we can actually highlight on another note, I would like to say, because we can go on for hours. But the biggest ones are physical and mental, because physically, if you're not taking care of yourself and nutritionally you're not taking care of yourself, you're going to deteriorate mentally. And then mentally, you're going to have to sit there and reevaluate. What were the other one?
Emotionally, but that basically ties
in. Yeah, it all ties in. Yeah, see, it all ties in. So Mikey, great question. It's just spiritually, like, that's something on its own, because it's such an interesting concept. I've been on such a spiritual journey on its own that it's so broad. We can definitely talk heavy on that when you're ready.
That's coming next. Yeah. But first, shout out to the company that's on your t-shirt right there.
Oh yeah, Pollen Nutrition, Edison, New Jersey. Everybody over there, I love you guys. I want to give a huge shout out to them. They're my current affiliation. I've worked with a lot of supplement companies in the past, and I bounced around from company to company for a while there, especially after I finished my show. One company I was loyal to was Animal for a very long time, and I actually met a guy through there named Eric. Eric was basically the dad at Animal. That was like his nickname. And he left the company, opened up his own thing. He's been doing well there, and then he affiliated with Apollon. He's working for Apollon a little bit. And I reached out to him because I was like, dude, I knew you from Animal. I'm great to see that you're in there. And what I liked mostly was that it was in New Jersey. I have a very, very special place in New Jersey because in my heart for New Jersey, because of the fact that's actually where everything took off for me. So whenever I can kind of get back to New Jersey in a way and get back to PA, I try to do both. So shout out to Apollon Nutrition, great company. Robic is amazing. He is from Ukraine. He is local. He is very, very supportive of everything going on. He's an amazing guy. I love him. I love everybody over there. It's been revolutionary because I actually, again, I went over there and introduced myself and met them. And then I found that their message and mission align more with me. And they've been a huge support since.
I'm just going to ask you real quick because that's perfect. You're right on it. What is their message? What is their message?
So basically, it's exactly how I feel. It's that like you, like when you go into the gym, you're in there for a purpose. You're going in there and you're there to dominate. I mean, they have like a very strong, like empowering message. And that's what I like, is that they're there to basically say like, you're there to like F stuff up. I don't want to curse, but like, yeah, you're there to F stuff up. So, and that's what I like, is because it's so determined on achieving your goals, being strong. They're one of the biggest supplement companies rising up right now. They've gotten 2 awards back to back by 2 great supplement review companies. They have a huge line of products that are coming out. They had 47 product releases. There's more to come. They're releasing more like almost like every other month. This company is revolutionary. They have patented ingredients. They are a top tier supplement company. And the fact that their quality of standards for supplements, as well as their loyalty to their own brand and company and the people in their company, is what's revolutionary. So shout out to Apollo Nutrition. The other thing is I actually have a gift from Apollo Nutrition and myself that I want to give to you guys here today. It's under here. So what I have here is 50-50 formula. It's their most popular protein out there. It is a blend of casein and casein protein and isolate protein. Basically what that is slow digesting protein and a fast digesting protein. I like it because it's 50-50, so it's 50% of each. What that's going to do is give you immediate release of amino acids and protein into your muscles, so that way you get fast recovery. And then you also have the casein, which is going to provide more amino acids at a slower rate. This blend alone, I mean, I love blends like this. And you get a lot of different blends that are like multiple protein sources, but I like these two specifically. So I actually wanted to give you guys this tub specifically as a gift from Apollo Nutrition and myself.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited for this. And this is something that I should try before, after my workout.
I might mess it up. It's like Kiev cake. I hope I didn't mess that up, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
I don't know Ukrainian like words that well. I'm sorry.
It's an interesting photo.
That's actually, so with the war that's going on, that's actually a specific protein that was to support the cause that's going on. So a lot of the proceeds went over to help Ukraine and everybody over there. They actually had protein developed and they put on hold a lot of their production during the beginning of the war because they wanted to supply protein to the soldiers, anybody that was volunteering. So they actually were one of the forefront people, and the owner himself actually went to the front lines to see what was going on because he has family out there, because he has history out there. So he's very heavily involved when it came to supporting the cause, and he provided so much protein to the soldiers that he's a blessing to them. And that's why I was just more honored to align my goals with them and see how they were working.
Shout out to Apollo Nutrition. Thank you, Cromie, for giving me that. I'm definitely looking forward to trying it, and we're going to get into it. I'm going to have a great workout. And now that I have protein, I haven't used protein in a very long time, and I'm definitely looking forward to trying this. So thank you so much.
Yeah, you're going to use that any time of day. So protein powder specifically, any time of day. It's just something to supplement your protein intake, but specifically use it after you work out. But you can use it as a meal replacement. You can use it as a breakfast replacement. I typically like using it in the morning as a breakfast replacement because I'm not a heavy breakfast eater. So having like a light shake is a good way to start off my macronutrient intake. And then having it post-workout is something I do.
Understood. Good to know. So back to the workout, you know, you and I, we talked to each other and we resonated, and you spoke about the trials and tribulations that you battled with back in the past, right? And how you feel that you're on the right path and you have faith in a higher power in
yes,
God.
Yes. I'm, what's the question? I'm sorry.
The question. No, I'm just speaking about you and how you are. But the first question to open this up is, what role does faith play in day-to-day activities for you?
So my relationship with Christ is an interesting one because it's not that I never really found him or I'm born again. I just kind of accepted him. I don't believe in that whole born again statement, even though it is something we do heavily say if you're new to Christ. I don't believe in born again. I believe that Christ is with us, especially if you're somebody who is born in Christ in some way. Like, that's the thing, is I know there's a lot of different religions out there, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful to anybody else. I'm just trying to be very courteous. But for my specific insight, I say that Christ is always with us. So for me, it's just accepting him. And we kind of acknowledge that there's things at play that don't matter to us, but matter to him. That's when we kind of realize the bigger picture. Like, we're constantly doing things that he already knows about. So that's the one thing I keep in perspective now, especially coming back, is like, my book's already written. Mm-hmm. I'm already he's already aware that there's something going to happen before I even do it. He already knows how I'm going to be. The choice is how much do I align with him and how much faith do I follow in him? And coming to Christ, I'm learning that I'm not perfect. I'm still learning a lot, and I still need to be gracious to people. I still need to be kind to people. Like, I'm not perfect, but I'm learning every day now that I came to him how I need to be to people. And in a sense, I always was. I just need to focus more on being true to it and being true to exactly who he is. Because that's the one thing that we lose, is not being true to each other. And I'm somebody who's very guilty for that. But coming to him made me realize that my sinful ways were never the answer, and that everything I thought I had power over, that I thought I could control, I can't. Because we can't control anything. You didn't control this. He did. Because one day you decide the idea because he put it in your head.
Very much so. It was just an idea, and now here we are. I like that. And one interesting thing that you told me while we were working out yesterday, which I was like, wow, that's interesting, was that when you talk to people and people who you've known from the past, and you tell them that you know, have accepted God, they are looking at you and being like, yeah, okay.
Sure. I know a lot of you definitely are saying that. You're like, oh, man, this guy might be fake right now. So yeah, that's true. Like, a lot of people don't believe I've accepted God, or that I'm like true and I'm trying. And like, that's the thing is like,
that's insanity to me. I mean, how could they not believe you? You know, like, you're saying it, you're doing it. I feel like they're dwelling too much on your past then.
So I'm guilty of it myself, is dwelling on the past. A lot of people dwell on the past, and we're guilty of that, but that's not a bad thing to do. It's just something that we're used to as human nature. Like, human nature is for us to be safe and secure and not be aware of the things that hurt us or things that cause us trauma. We want to be protected. So in turn, we focus on the negatives. And for a lot of people, I know I hurt a lot of people, and I'm still seeking redemption for a lot of things I've done. But I know when it came to me finding Christ, I started talking to even my close friends, like some of the people that I've been close with, saying, even my own family, saying like, hey, I found God. And they're just kind of like, okay, let's see how long this goes. And it's kind of like, well, the truth of the matter is like, I have to practice every day in him. I have to wake up every day and be like, okay, what am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? How can I be better? We're never going to be perfect. We're on this world until we die, and then hopefully we go on to the next stage. But the point of the matter is that if you wake up and you're forgiving, if you wake up, you don't hold a grudge. Like, I never held a grudge. Most people will probably say like, oh, in some point in time I did. Excuse me, keep burping.
It's the coffee.
You know, it's the coffee and the water and the nerves. A lot of people might say I hold a grudge, and like, yes, we all are guilty of holding a grudge, but at the same time, everybody who I've hurt and who've hurt me, like, it's okay. Like, I forgive anybody who's hurt me, and I just hope that people can forgive me for what I've done to them, because coming to Christ, I'm learning more and more, like, we're never perfect, but a lot of the stuff I did, a lot of stuff I can't forgive myself for still, but Christ did. And that's the biggest thing that I learned is like, anybody who's sinful, if you turn away from your old life and you want to be closer to God, you're going to find redemption in that. You're going to find sanctification, and you're going to find a way that's going to work in his image, not yours. And that's what's magical, is like having that peace and just knowing like it is what it is. That's how I've always lived. Even though I've held grudges, I hold things from the past, I do have traumas, I'm still learning every day that it's better that I went through that than I didn't, because now here I am.
Do you find yourself accepting at moments where it's like, it is what it is, rather than saying it is what it is? Do you find yourself saying, this is what it was supposed to be?
Sometimes. That's a good point. So a lot of the times when we take our own will into account, that's when we kind of start to lose track of things. Cause then we start going, oh, it is what it is. Like, I give up. Like, so it's weird how you say that. So the psychology of it to me is, when we get to the point where we say it is what it is, or we get to the point where we turn to God, or we get to the point where we kind of say it is like, it's whatever, that's when we've stopped putting our own will into it and we're giving it to him, or we're giving it to whatever faith we believe in, or to whatever existence there is. Because we're as humans, we're so dependent on being in control, being dominant in some way. And I'm guilty of it even today. But to me, it's more when you get to the point that you can't control it, give it to God, let it go. Because I've been in so many places where there's people I wanted to keep in my life, things I wanted to control, and I get to the point where it's like I'm emotionally exhausted. The devil would come in, maybe tempt me to do stupid things, and then I sit there and just go, I can't do this anymore. And when you take your own will out of it, that's when he'll take over and he'll guide you down the way you need to. And at the end of the day, I mean, you have to be willing to sacrifice a lot of things to get to where he wants you to be.
I feel like when you give it to him is when you turn it into this was the way it was supposed to be.
No, that's true. No, when you turn it to him, again, our book's written, dude. Book's already written. Everything's already portrayed. It's just what avenue and what fork in the road are we going to go down? Because then that's going to determine the chapter that he's turning for us next. And it's just, it's interesting when you look at it that way, because everything we do plays such a significant role. And if you're more mentally and conscious aware of your role in this world, you can go far in life. Because we are so, the one thing I never understood is how people get so complacent in life and we sit here and we don't realize that, yeah, we have a great hometown. Yeah, we have a great house. Yeah, we have a great situation going on in our life, but there's so much more. There's so much more out there in life. Like for example, Scranton's great. I love Scranton, but like, dude, you can get on a plane, go to California in a day.
I'm leaving here eventually for sure.
That's the thing. Like, you can go anywhere, and it's just there's so much opportunity out there, and that's why I'm kind of getting anxious right now, because like there's so much opportunity, because I'm so excited, because it's like if everybody could understand the opportunities we have, we would all go so far. Like, we are not limited. We limit ourselves.
Agreed. Because it's that whole thing with complacency. When you become complacent, right?
It's terrible.
To be complacent means that you're comfortable where you're at. You're comfortable being here, you know? And the other day, I visited the Poconos, right? And I came back here, and my one buddy was like, yo, do you miss the Poconos? Like, do you want to go back there? And I was like, I felt good when I was there. I had a good time. I felt more secure of myself because it's my hometown. That's where I grew up. But no, I don't want to go back there because I've done that already. I'm looking for what's next. I want to go to the next place.
That's how I felt when I came back. I was, like I said, I was originally in Jersey. I was doing very well. And then COVID brought me back. And it was like no disrespect to Stroudsburg, but everybody understands my history there. And it was definitely a bad turning point, but a season I had to go through.
I like how you put everything in the seasons. Is that how you evaluate your day of your way of life?
Well, since coming to Christ, I do now. Because that's how I learned through Christ's seasons, and I learned through a very close person in my life, the word seasons, and that's what kind of led me to lead it now, because now it's like, you know what, a lot of things happen in our lives that are significant that we don't realize are turning points. Me almost committing suicide became a turning point to me now advocating for mental health. Me going through drug addiction now became a thing for me to advocate for people who go through drug addiction. Me going through different things for mental health also made me aware of veterans, of police officers. Like, I'm very, very heavily involved when it comes to all these things, because not many people are aware of it, or not many people want to accept it.
So we're going to start wrapping this up here, but I have two things that I want to ask you, and then I'm going to let you have the floor. Okay. The first one would be, are there any Bible verses that you carry every day that you like really focus on, that it's like maybe one of the top ones that you refer to? And then before we get off the air here, I would like for you to speak on Battleborn for a few minutes, because I know that that's something that you do work with.
So Bible verses, I actually don't have specific ones because my journey with him is still new. I'm only in the book of Leviticus, but I can definitely say is apparently I know a lot more about him than I realized, because there's a lot of times where I'll be speaking and I'm preaching. I don't even realize it. And I'll have somebody say, you know, that sounds like a verse. And they look it up and it's literally close to a verse.
Wow.
So in a sense, there's no specific verse. There's a YouVersion Bible. And for me, that's an app that lets you kind of see like the quote of the day or like the verse of the day. And I use that and I take discernment with that and I see how does it apply to my life. So to me, all the quotes are important. It's just, how is it going to apply in your life? And how is he trying to speak to you through his message? And lastly, Battleborn, just want to shout out to them. They're a local nonprofit organization out in my area. They're in Lehigh Valley, Stroudsburg. I think they might be up in Scranton too a little bit. I'm not sure. I have to look into that. But they're basically a nonprofit that works specifically with veterans in the area to supply different needs, whether it's medical, financial, educational. We recently just gave them a car. Somebody donated a car, and we ended up donating it to a veteran that needed it. So shout out to Chris and everybody over there. Like, I really try to endorse them as much as I can. I want to try to be heavily involved with stuff like that. So if you guys can, always please give a shout out. Please support all the people that I talked about. And please even get involved in your local area, whether it's something that you see or you pass by. If you feel yourself pausing and saying, I want to look into that, do it. Because you never know. It could open up something for somebody else.
I like that. I like that, man. So, Cromie, we're going to start wrapping up the Middleman Podcast here.
Okay. Sorry, I was a little nervous today.
We're going to get into tea time here in a few minutes. Sound Remember, not good. Brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. But before we do that, I'd like to give the floor to my guests. Any final messages that you would like to leave off for the people before you sign off? The floor is yours. Have at it.
That's my first thing. I know that was weird. No, I actually just want to say thank you again, Kevin, for bringing me on here. Mike, cameraman, I just want to thank you too for everything you're doing. I want to say you guys are doing an amazing job right here. So shout out to you guys heavily. Shout out to Battleborn, First Line Protection, Apollon Nutrition, Body Shop, Apollon Gym, everybody in Hackettstown, everybody in Stroudsburg, everybody that, you know, everybody who's met me. This is honestly a shout out for all of you guys who actually are taking the time to listen to this, to digest it, whatever you're doing. I appreciate you guys so much. I appreciate all of you guys so much because it's a blessing that I'm able to sit here today, be able to talk to you, and be able to try to break away from the old and come to the new.
I love that. Thank you, Cromie, for joining me here on the Middleman Podcast. You are well on your way, man. I'm happy with who you are. And definitely, I see a 180 spin within from who you were in the past to who you are now. Although I don't know what dwelled on you in the past, I just know that you carried that on your back, and you still do to this day. But you don't let that supersede who you're trying to become and who you want to be. So thank you for coming to the Middleman Podcast, Mr. Cromie.
Buddy, I appreciate you. Thank you again.
Everyone, thank you for watching. And please stay tuned for tea time.
See ya.
All right. I know what you're thinking. Kev, seriously? Another ad? Are you serious, bro? But listen. If you're enjoying this conversation, you really want to listen to this ad, okay? Listen, I got good news for you. We have exclusive bonus content strictly on YouTube after this podcast with the same guests, right? Check this out. And this segment is called Tea Time, right? Now, Tea Time is not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. So that's right. Do yourself a favor. Go out there, buy yourself an Arizona Iced Tea, and join us strictly on YouTube for extra bonus content on Tea Time. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you there. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.